Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Tzadik Zayin. We're holding Tzadik Vov Amid Beis. Two lines from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara begins in the middle of the second line from the bottom. Today we're going to talk at great length about Mashiach. We're all going to try to figure out when Mashiach will arrive. And as you'll see, that unfortunately the Gemara is going to tell us a fair number of the cheshbonos that people have made over the years have passed, and we still haven't had Mashiach. But we should not give up hope, because in Mir Hashem it will come shortly. Exactly. Two lines in the bottom. Omle Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Mishmi lecha emes osi bar Napli. Did you hear when Bar Napli is going to come? Omle man Bar Napli. I don't even know who Mr. Bar Napli is. That you're asking me when he's coming. He's Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Tzadik Zayin is today's daf, but we're starting at the bottom of Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Do you have the last line?
Yes.
So yes, I might even know who Bar Napli is. Amalei Bar Napli is Mashiach. She said, Mashiach Bar Napli Kurisalei. How did he get such a funny name, Bar Napli? Amalei, and the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayoymahu Okim Esukas Dovet Hanayifoles. Oh, since we know that Mashiach is supposed to come from Malchus Beis David, Nifeles means that unfortunately it has fallen. We're waiting for Mashiach to come and to rise up again, so to speak. So that's why we call it Bar Napli, the son of the descendant of Napli, Taprashi, Esukas Dovet Hanayifoles. Malchus David Shenofla, Malchus David that unfortunately has fallen, Lachi Kori, Mashiach Bar Napli, he is a descendant of that fallen base Malchus, and we're hoping Bekarev it will rise again. So now, we now know what Bar Napli means. It means Mashiach. But when is it going to come? He asked, Amos Osi Bar Napli, Amalei Hachi Amar B'Yoychanan, Dor Sheben David Ba, Boy, the door in which Ben David, meaning that Mashiach will come, Tamid HaChomim is Matin. Unfortunately, the number of Tamid HaChomim will be on the decline. V'ashar einayim kolis b'yogim v'anocha. And the rest, meaning those that are not Tamid HaChomim, unfortunately their eyes are going to wither and going to decline because of yogim v'anocha, all types of problems and anguish. V'tzaris rabbis, u'gzeris koshois, mischad shois, and all types of new terrors and new evil decrees are mischadish on a regular basis. Acher Rishoina Pekuda, once the first one is already kind of over, Shneim Amheres Lovay, a second one will come to take its place. So it's a time of great terrors and problems. Tanur Rabban, Shavua Sheben David Ba. This Shavua is referring to not the week, but the Shemitah cycle. So the Shemitah cycle that David Ba Boy, Shana Rishoyna, the first year of that Shemitah cycle, Miskayim Mikrozeh, we will have the Kiyum of the following Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, V'himtarti al ir achas, val ir achas loy amtir. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause there to be rain on one city and no rain on the other city. What does that mean? Says Rashi, that one city will have sova, will have Baruch Hashem food, but the other one, without any rain, is going to have ro'ov. Unfortunately, there will be a famine. So that would be in the first year. The second year, it's going to get progressively worse. Shnia chitzirov mishtalchen. Chitzirov, like arrows of famine, are being sent. What is that? What does that mean? Says Rashi, that everywhere there will be at least a bit of rov. Even in those places that we previously said would have soiva, because there was rain that first year, now unfortunately there will be a decline. Everywhere there will be famine, unfortunately. But it won't be a heavy-duty famine, it'll be a famine. But by the Shlishis Ra'ah of God, we have a great famine, unfortunately. Umeisim anoshim v'noshim v'taf, chasidim v'anshim ma'asa. Unfortunately, there'll be many, many korbonis from this terrible famine. V'toyrim mishtakachas mi'lein deha, and the lomdim, unfortunately, are going to forget their learning. Why will they forget their learning? Says Rashi, because in ein kemach ein toira, they don't have anything to eat. Then how are they going to be able to learn? They're going to have to spend their time trying to make food for themselves and for their families, etc. Without that, they won't be able to learn. So, as you can see, the first 3 years, things have gone from bad to worse to worse. However, Bervius, in the fourth year, Baruch Hashem, things are starting to turn around. Soiva, the Einoi Soiva, is already getting to the severe level of Baruch Hashem satisfaction, but not totally. By the time the fifth year comes around, Soiva Godel, Baruch Hashem, things have gotten back to normal. Tremendous crop, everybody's Baruch Hashem satiated. Now that they don't have to mutchitzach so much on getting food and parnasa, Baruch Hashem, people are able to learn again. And then b'shishis koilois, in the sixth year it will be koilois. What type of koilois? Says Rashi, first koil is Shemen David Ba. There'll be proclamations and declarations and advertisements and posters. Baruch Hashem, Ben David is on the way. And Rashi says another pshat, koilos means b'yoymahu yitoka b'shoifer godoil. Ah, Baruch Hashem, Olam Mashiach, Ba'atzim, Lichboy Tzareisav, Baruch Hashem, Mashiach is on the way. Mashiach's not here yet. He's on the way. That's B'shishis Koilos. B'shvius, in the seventh year, Mulchomois, there are going to be big wars. Who are the wars between? Says Rashi, being Oibdei Kechovim Yisrael, between the Gentiles and Klal Yisrael. The Mitzoy Shvius, finally, after the 7 years have ended, then David, then Mashiach will come. So Mashiach will come in the eighth year, meaning the first year after that Shemitah cycle. So Omer of Yosef, Hakam Shvius to have a Kain Vayasa. I myself have lived through many of those 7 years of Shemitah, and unfortunately, David HaMelech, or I should say the Mashiach, when David hasn't arrived. Omer Abayis, Abayis said to Rav Yosef, did you listen carefully? B'shishis koilois, b'shvius mochomis, mi hava? Even if you tell me that the first 5 years of unfortunately the fortunes of the food going down and then going back up again, okay, granted. However, did you hear in the sixth year that they started blowing shofar, they started announcing, then David Bo? In the seventh year, did they have these major mulchomois that is an indication that Ben David Bo? Vo'oid, kisidra mihava, even on the first 5 years, were you telling me, yeah, we've had many experiences where certain years have been a terrible famine, and other years of Baruch Hashem, they've been sova, has it been in that same Seder that we just went through? That in the first year, it was half and half, the second year, chitzei rov everywhere, third year, rov gadol, and unfortunately, tons of people nebuch passing away, etc., etc., and so therefore, it has to be in that order, dafka, for Mashiach to come, and that we haven't seen, says Abayi. Now we have a pasuk quoted in the Gemara, and unusual as it is, the Gemara brings the pasuk without any explanation. Normally, anytime you bring a pasuk, it's not just to go and teach us a little Tanakh, it usually has an explanation. So therefore, that's why you see it's angering. Built angering means it's in parentheses, because the Marshal says, Moichikzeh, take this out. Shtikl Pella on the Marshal, because Rashi obviously does quote it, because Rashi says, I'm not sure why the pasuk is here, and Rashi then gives an explanation, and then finally you'll see there's the Aleph of the Gra, and the Gra says on the side there is a marginal comment from the Marshal, and that is Nimchak, that was cut out by the Gra. In other words, the Gra had the Marshal's Mechika that we have, and then he said, take it out, because you should leave this pasuk after all. Could be because the Gro was relying on Rashi.
He's Mochik the Mechika.
He's Mochik the Mechika, exactly right. He's Magia the Hagor. So back to the Gemara, what does it say in the pasuk? Hasher cherfu, vecha Hashem, Hasher cherfu, ikvois mishichacha. So now the question is, what is the definition of the ikvois mishichacha? Why is this pasuk coming? So if you take a quick look at the Rashi, Rashi's about a quarter down the Omid and starts off Hashecherfu Ivecha Hashem Hashecherfu Ikvos Mishichacha. So Rashi liyisparish haikrol amay ichdevacha. I'm not sure why this pasuk is brought here in the Gemara. Dolei kadorish beimidi. The Gemara doesn't say any drasha on this pasuk for or against or explanation, explication. Gunish. V'nir lemoiri, and therefore my Rebbe thought shekein lichta b'svarim tchila k'mo sheshininu b'perek achron desoita. That in fact, what's missing over here in our Gemara are some preliminary words which are brought in Soita and Lechoyra, which should also be brought over here. And what is that? That in Soita it says, "Be'ikvois haMashiach chutz beYazgi." That when it comes Mashiach Titan, there's going to be a lot of chutzpah out there in the world. Ah, so now the question is, what's the definition of "Ikvois haMashiach" or "HaMashiach"? The Kosa Peter Zeh. al the ikvois shu loshin soif. It wants to explain the ikvois of Mashiach means in those final days as Mashiach is approaching. Then chutz biyazki, so the ikvois means the soif, and of course it's related to the akiv that we have on the bottom of the foot because that's the end of the body. Assuming that the body begins from the head, goes all the way down, that's the soif, that's the bottom. Kemoi asher cherufu ikvois Mashiachecha. Oh, so that's this pasuk. So Rashi is explaining the name of his rabbi, that before this pasuk asher cherufu oivech Hashem, it should be a mamar chazal, the ikvois of Mashiach chutz biyazki. Now you're asking, what's the definition of ikvois, or where does this term come from? Oh, it comes from this pasuk asher cherufu oivech Hashem, asher cherufu ikvois Mashiachecha, those footsteps, that final part of the body, where Mashiach is about to come on the scene. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dor Shek Ben David Bo, Boy, in the door that Ben David will come, Beis Avad Yelis Nus, places that previously are Beis Vad, Rashi says Beis Vad means a place where people learned Torah, which means like a Beis Medrash, like a Shul, a Yeshiva. Unfortunately, they will come into disuse, and as a result, they will be converted to Mekoymes of Zenus, Rachman Letzla. V'agolul Yechorev. Galil, of course, is the north part of Eretz Yisrael. Yechorev, it's going to be a Chorban. V'agavlon Yesham. This one, Gavlon, Rashi says, it's the name of a place, and Yesham from the Loshen of Shmomer. It's going to be totally destroyed and desolate. The Anshi Gvul Yisoyvul Me'ir Li'ir. Anshi Gvul means people who live in Eretz Yisrael, who unfortunately will be poor, are going to go from city to city for alms and for tzedakah, and nobody's going to have rachmanis on them. The chokhmas asofrim tisrach. The chokhmas asofrim, unfortunately, will rot, will go bad. The yirichetu moasu, those people that have yirishamayim, yirishet, they will be rejected. They'll be considered repugnant. And the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. Now, what does that mean, p'nei ador k'p'nei kelev? So there's a famous word of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Yisrael Salanta says, what's the purpose of a manhig? A leader is supposed to be the one that sets policy and tries to influence the oilam, that this is the right way to proceed, whether it's economically, militarily, socially. He's supposed to be the one that is the leader. That's what a manhig is, a leader. He says, however, if you ever looked at a dog, I'm sure here on the west side it's very hard to find dogs, but every once in a while if you happen to see one, you'll notice that if the owner is not careful to keep the dog on a leash, and the dog goes there for ahead of the master, after about 5 or 10 feet, the kelev always turns around to see where the master is, to make sure that the master is following him. And then he'll go another 5 or 10 feet, and again he'll turn around. Because as soon as he sees that owner or master is not going in his direction, he's immediately going to run back. So it says Rabbi Solanter that the manhigim, instead of setting the policy, what they're going to do is they're going to first poll all of the people. They're going to ask Gallup or somebody else to go and take an opinion poll. And when they hear what the oilam wants, oh, that's what I want. I think that's a great policy. So instead of leading, they're going to be really followers. So yes, on the surface, superficially, they're leading, but really they're following what the Das HaKol is. So it's just like the Pnei Ador Kibnei Kelev, just like the Kelev looks like it's leading the master, but it's really not. It's following. He just wants to make sure that the master is there, turns around. Same thing is with the political leaders of these Manikvas and the Mashiach. They won't establish policy. They're just going to go and parrot what they think the Oilam wants.
Isn't this, we have these things about Mashiach coming in Brachos or in Shabbos, in another Gemara?
There are other Gemaras, of course, that also talk about Mashiach will come, and we're going to have lots of it today and the Yom HaBeis and the Yet Shem further. And the Gemara continues on, but Emes Ne'ederes, Emes will be missing, Shenema Vatihio Emes Ne'ederes, that the Emes, unfortunately, will be hard to come by. There's only fake news. Yeah, real truth is very hard to come by.
We almost had Mashiach.
Almost, yeah. Okay. We're at the Ikfas in the Mashiach, we're Chutz Ve'yazki. Chutzpah is everywhere, unfortunately. Anyway, and the pasuk continues on, the sor meira mishtola. What does that mean? We'll see it in another couple of lines. First thing more goes back to by my batihi or emes nederes. What does that mean? Amid ve'rav malami shenasis adorim adorim v'hileches la. Because emes will not be in favor, you're going to have only small groups, like small clubs, like eder, small groups of animals. Here we're talking about small groups of human beings.
Like herds.
Herds, okay, but small herds that are going to have the emes in them. And because they see that the public is not really interested, so they're going to make clubs here and there to go and discuss emes, but that's not going to be popular. My v'sor mira mishtole, what does that mean? Amid v'r pshila kol mish v'sor mira, anybody that wants to distance himself from bad, from evil, mishtole al habriyas, he's looked upon as being a little bit sedrait. In Eretz Yisrael, they would say, hu mitumtam, that he doesn't, he's a not a normal person. Rashi refers to him, they say, it's a draita. He only wants to have good, he doesn't want to have bad. Come on, that's what's in style now, to have a little bit of evil. So, kol mi shesor mira is mishtol alabriyas. Omer Rabba, meirei shava mina leka kushta ba'alma. Initially, I thought that there is no truth in the world. There's no truth in the world. The word kushta means truth.
Right.
So I thought there's no truth. Omeli hume rabbanan. However, I heard from this rabbi, some said the name of Rav Tava, some say the name of Rav Tavyumi, if you would go and give him all the riches in the world, he would never change his dibur. Now the Gemara tells us a fascinating story, and as you'll see, Kushta in one particular place was very, very strong. Zimna Chada, one time, Ikloi Lahu Asra, I went to a particular place. The Kushtishmei, the name of the place was Truth. And that's true. The name of the place was Truth. The reason why it was called Kushta is because people were very careful not to go and lie, even a baby lie, even a gunisht. And as a result, the schar that they got was that nobody died prematurely. Everybody died on the time that he was destined to pass away, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu decreed when this person was born. Zimnei, v'loi zimnei. Nesivi itzaminoin, I married a woman there from that community. V'havali, Baruch Hashem, I was blessed with tartin bonin mina, with two sons from her. Yim achad ha'biyasla debisu. One day, the wife, the lady who was born in Kushta, she was there. The kochai farai reisha, and she was busy shampooing her hair. She was cleaning her hair. Azoi shivavasa, and now some next door neighbors wanted to come and speak to her. Torva dasha, they knocked on the door, and now the husband felt uncomfortable to go and tell them that she is now showering and that she's taking a shampoo. So v'lav oirachar, it's an ishkader acher to go and say she's in the shower. And therefore he said, less amar lo less ahacha. My wife is not here. Now we would say she's not available. Right. But at that time he said that's acha. It's in Ishda. Guess what happens? Shortly thereafter, Shechivalei Tartam and in the two children passed away. Also in Shidi Asra the Kameh, the locals came and said, what happened? Amalei my hai. Well, what happened over here? Your two children all of a sudden. I'll tell you what the story was. He told him the story with the shower and that he said his wife is not here. She's not home. So they said, with greatest respect to you, means, you should be Moichel. Please move out. You are an illegal migrant. Leave our town of Kushta. So that Misa should not come to our doorstep to this place. We want everybody to pass away at their predetermined time and not in a premature time. So what you did, what, even though it was just a white lie, it wasn't, you know, she's not home. But nevertheless, what you said is wrong, it was terrible. The Gemara seems to be a little bit difficult because we started off, the Rav said, I heard that there's nobody in the world. I thought that there is no truth. I met Rav Tavis, Rav Tavyumi, and they said about him, Kol chalol li'almuli ha'mishana b'dibur, and then they told me the story that it was mishana b'dibur. But presumably what means to say is it was not mishana b'dibur and anything that was really of essence, that was material. This type of white lie, he figured, come on, who does it bother? And she's not home, she's not home. Come back in an hour from now. However, even that, the more he felt that was, he should not have said anything, he should have said, like we say today, she's unavailable. You don't have to say she's taking a shower. Okay, anyway, the more says, Vaita. Tanya Minori Oimer. Dor Sheben David Boboy. in that door that David HaMelech, means that when David, meaning the Mashiach, will come, the Orim Yalbinu Pnei Zekeim. The youngsters are going to make fun, and they're not going to show proper respect to the Zekeim. The Zekeim Yamdu Lefnei Na'orim. And the older people are going to stand up and to give respect for the youngsters. If any of you have ever been on the subways, you'll find that when the person comes in, the older the person is, the greater the likelihood that he'll have to stand, because all the youngsters that are sitting on the bench, they're closing their eyes, they don't see anything, they don't know what's going on. Of course, when that person leaves the subway, then they'll take out their iPhones again, and they'll see whatever Narishkeit they're seeing. But anyway, that's unfortunately the situation, that instead of people having respect for their elders, they have, it's the other way around, the elders have to go and show respect for the Na'arim, for the youngsters. Ubas kama be'ima, and daughters will unfortunately challenge their mothers, the kala b'chamoisa, and a daughter-in-law will challenge her mother-in-law, upnei ador kimnei kelev, like we said before. Ve'ina ben mispayish me'ov, if the ben does bad things, which give him a bad name, he has no bush and no shame from his father. Tanya, Rabbi Nechemi Oimer, Dor Sheben David Boboi, the door that Mashiach will come, Miyat Hashem, Aziz Tarbe, there's going to be a lot of Aziz. Aziz means like chutzpah, people will be very brazen. Vayoykir Ya'aves, Yoykir Ya'aves means, if the Rashi is a couple of pshatim over here, if you look at Rashi, about five lines from the right hand side, from the bottom of the right. Hayoykir Ya'aves, Shuli Yechabdu Ze Ezeh, Yekor is covered. Like it says in the Megillah, you have Yikar. So, Baskom, sorry, Hayoyki Yaves, the Yikar, Kovoid, will unfortunately, it will be missing, will be hard to find. Vishnachrina, Hayoyki Yaves, Mechubit Shebehen, Yehe Avson Veramoy. Even the one that is the Mechubit, you know, the top politician, the president, or the Rosh HaKul, or whatever, everybody is supposed to respect, they'll find out that he's the biggest liar, and he's the biggest criminal of them all. Okay, all of these wonderful simonim, you probably recognize that some of these simonim have been with us for the last few years. You'll go to the vineyards, you'll see there's clusters of grapes, Baruch Hashem, no problem, tons and tons of grapes. And nevertheless, wine is going to be very expensive. Why is the wine going to be so expensive? So Rashi has a couple of pshatim, but the second pshat of the Rashi is because people will want to be shikr, will want to drink and drink and drink, and even though there happens to be a huge supply of wine, because Baruch Hashem, I geffen yitin periyai, however, it still will not be able to go and meet the demand of those that want to get shikr, those that are addicted, unfortunately, to alcohol. So that's why yain yoyka, that's why the wine will be expensive. V'nebcha kol ha-malchus l'minus, and all of the malchus, all of the countries will all change l'minus, that they will not believe, they'll be all pagans, if you will. As you know, even the Christian religion is all the way down. You know, there's a big church here on the corner of 86th Street and West End Avenue, and the only time that they have a minyan is on Shabbos, because they rent it out to the conservative congregation, to Bnei Gesherit. But otherwise, on Sunday...
It's not conservative, it's whatever.
Whatever it is. Formerly, it was called conservative. Today... Reform, Reconstruction is progressive, woke, give all the wonderful names. Anyway, that's the only time they have the minyan. On Sunday when they have Mass, maybe they have 3.5 people coming in. But getting back to Agamara, the Ein Teichocha, and nobody is mechich, nobody goes and gives mussar and rebuke to other people. They just let them do whatever they want, and therefore everything becomes hefkidik. Besides Rav Yitzchak, Yom Rav Yitzchak, Im Ben David, Bo, Ad, Shetisapach, Kol HaMalchus Laminas, like we just said. Omer of Micro, what's the Pasuk? Kulei Hofach Lovan Toharhu. What does that mean? This is referring, of course, to a Neged Tzaras. Neged Tzaras, if it happens to be on just remote areas of the body, and it's Kegris, and you have a Tzamach, you have the Seir Lovan Tzamach Boy, then the person is Tami. What happens if that's Tzamach? Cool, exactly. What happens if the tzaras spreads from nose to toes over the entire body? What's the din then? Then the person is totally tar. So what does that mean over here? So says Rashi, here too, when all the malchus is full of minus, nobody believes in anything, nobody believes in the Rabbeinu Shalom, nobody believes in Yiddishkeit, gunish, mit gunish, even the Havdol Goyim don't believe in their gods, it's all become paganism, then that's when the Geula will come. Because when everything is all the way down, like in the 49 Madregas of Tumah, eventually the Geula will have to come. That's a Kuli Hofak Lovin Torah. Tan Rabbanan, Ki Yod HaNashem Amay, Ki Yira Ki Ozlas Yod, the Ephes Otsur vi Ozuv. What's the question is what's ki yira ki ozlas yod? Ozlas yod that the hand is going, literally. Ozal means to go and you have a hand. What does that mean over here? So the Gemara is going to give us a hand in understanding that. We're going to have three or four different pshat. So the first pshat is Ein ben David bo ach yirgu hamesoyreis. Mesoyreis is what we call in Yiddish a muser. What's a muser? An informer. And unfortunately he's going and informing the government about this fellow, the Baruch Hashem, he's matzliach, and therefore they should try to do whatever they can to go and rip him off and take away his money. They should make new tax searches about him, and maybe he didn't do his business so well. People that are jealous and are unfortunately moistering to the government. Ozos Yod means that unfortunately that the number of Talmidim that are learning Torah keeps on getting lower and lower in number. It keeps on declining. Means unfortunately people are becoming bankrupt and they're losing their pants and their money.
Maybe no pennies anymore or something.
Oh, maybe
they
could, yeah.
Kier kier ki ozas yod, the people misyayish of the gula shenema of the efes otzer vi ozav. Nobody's able to help out. Kavayochel ein tzemech v'ozer liyisrael. We all were hoping for the gula until now, but it's been already close to 2,000 years since the Chorban Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. So that's the kavana over here. People are giving up hope. The Ephes Otzer V'Ozven, they say nobody's going to help out. It's just going to keep on getting downhill, and we're never going to see Mashiach. When he would find Talmidim that were talking about the Inyan of Mashiach, Omalahu, he told them, do me a favor, don't talk so much about Mashiach. Matusa, I'm going to ask you for a favor. Don't be merachik. Don't distance Mashiach by talking about it too much. What do you mean? What's wrong with talking about Mashiach? Because we learned. Three things come when you least expect them, when you're not focusing. Hey, Lehen, one of those is Mashiach. That's if you keep on saying, Mashiach, Mashiach, I want Mashiach now. That's not good. Hesachadas, don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Mashiach will come. Metziah, you don't expect to find a metziah in the street. The metziah is because you're walking down the street and unexpectedly, there's a metziah. The akrav and also scorpions, you don't expect, presumably in certain communities where you didn't normally have these akravim. Unfortunately, when they do come, says Rashi, they go and bite people, piss on them, totally unexpectedly. So these three things come unexpectedly. Omer of Ketina, shit alfishoni hava alma b'chad chorv. The world will exist for 6,000 years, and after the 6,000 years are over, there's going to be 1,000 years where there's going to be totally desolate. And then after that, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to refashion and recreate the world once again. Shenemet says, on that day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the only one, Levada. Rashi says, as the Gemara is going to bring shortly, that Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elef Shana, Shenemet ki Elef Shonim Be'enecha ki Yom Esmol ki Yavar. That 1,000 years in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shleilim is kiyoy mesma, like a day. That's why it says in Niska Shem Levade, bayoy mahu, that entire 1,000 years, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the only one. Bay Omar, Abai says, I agree with Rav Ketina, but instead of 6,000 years and 1,000 years Charbin, it's going to be Trei Charb. They're going to be 2,000 years. So first, normal 6,000 years of civilization, then 2,000 years, everything is Charb. Shenemar, Yechayenu miyoy moyim, b'yemeshlishi yikimenu v'nichir afanav. That Yechayenu miyoy moyim, Kadosh Baruch Hu will afterwards be mechaye everybody after the 2 days. 2 days meaning the 2,000 years. Tani kibosid of Ketina, k'shem shashmiyiz mishemetas, shana achas l'shayin shanim. Just like we have the Shemitah cycle, which we spoke about a few minutes ago, that you have 7 years, and then in the seventh year is Shemitah. Kach oilim v'shamet elef shanim l'shivas alofim shanim. There too we have first the 6,000 years. Those are like the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle. And then the seventh year will be Shemitah, everything desolate, no working in the field. Shemim nizka shem levadoi b'yoy mahu. That seventh year is going to be like one day, Kule Shabbos. And this is the pasuk that Rashi quoted before. So the point is that in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, 1,000 years is like one day. Therefore, just like 6 days of the week, seventh day is Shabbos, 6,000 years of civilization, 7,000 years, that seventh 1,000 years, 1,000 years, or 2,000, according to Abaya, will be like Shabbos, totally desolate. Tandavelio, Sheishas Alofim Shana Havi Alma, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world 6,000 years. Shnei Alofim Toyu, the first 2,000 are Toyu. Toyu means that there was no Torah given yet at that time. When was Avram Avinu born? Talking about from Brias Olam?
1948.
And therefore when Avram Avinu was 52 years old, says Rashi, that's when he started learning Torah, at the end of the first 2,000 years since creation. So that's the first 2,000 years. Then Shnei Alofim Torah. After that, since Avram Avinu started learning Torah, and he gave it, and he was transmitted it to Yitzchak and Yaakov, and then eventually Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Klal Yisrael, and then we have the period of all of the learning that took place during the first Beis Hamikdash, second Beis Hamikdash, and then finally the 2,000 years end a little bit after the Chorban Bayis Sheni, and during that period of time we had, of course, up to the Tanoim, and even the beginning of the Amoraim in that period. So that was the second 2,000. The third 2,000, Shnei Alofim, Moisa Mashiach. Moisa Mashiach doesn't mean that Mashiach is already here. We know Mashiach is not here yet. But it means during those 2,000 years, that's when Mashiach is destined to come. And we're hoping, Mir Tashem, it'll come sooner rather than later. And then the Brisa continues on, Umam Mitzvainu Shirobu. Unfortunately, because of all of our Averis, Yotze Mehem Mashi Yotze, explains Rashi at the top. We would have hoped that Mashiach would have come right after the 4,000 years ended at the beginning of the 5,000. But unfortunately, Le'aleinu, we were not Zoicha because we didn't do tshuva, we didn't get closer to Hashem, etc., etc. Omli Eliyahu Rav Yehuda, Achva Rav Sala Chasidim, Eino Olam Pochis Mishmoinim B'chamisha Yoivlois, U'B'yoivlo Achrein Ben David Ba. The world is not less than 85 times a Yoivl. Now, everybody knows a Yoivl means 50 years. And if you want to multiply 85 times 50, you're going to get to 4,250 years. 4,250 years. If you go and take 80 times 50, 80 times 50 gets you to 4,000, right? You take 80, you add the zero from 50, it gives you 800. 5 times 800 is 4,000. And now you have another 5 yoivlois, which means 5 times 50 is another 250. So 4,250. So it means that, at the very least, you can expect Mashiach to come after 4,250. In other words, don't expect him to come before 250, but Mirchim after 4,250. And of course, that time has passed a long time ago. U'b'yoivul ha'achrin ben David ba. Mir Tashem, when he finally yoivul, ben David is going to come on the scene. Omalei si'asim et chilosei oy besoifai. Does that mean the beginning of that yoivul ha'achrin, or the end of the yoivul ha'achrin? Meaning, let's assume that we were still back in those days of the 4,250. So 4,200, those were the 84 Yoivlois. Now we're up to the 85th, which is the final 50 of the 4,250. Is it going to be in year 42, the Marshal 20, the 4,201, 4,202, or is it going to be in 42, 48, 42, 50? Says the Gemara, that was Yishayla, Omalei B'tchilosei B'soifai, Omalei Eini Yedeh, Chvesnish, I don't know. Kola Oy Einei Kola. Is it, does it mean in that final year, or does it mean post the Yoivil year? In other words, were you to go and answer the first question and say, no, it's not at the beginning of the 4,250, but it's at the end, meaning in that 49th, 50th year, or does it mean only after the 50 is over, and then it's going to come on the scene, in the year 51 or 52? Amalei, any idea? Ravashi Amar, Hochi Amalei, Ad Hocha Luitistachilei, Ravashi said the message that he got was, until that point, don't even wait. In other words, if you were Zoche to live in those years, like in the 40, in the 4,000s, 4,100s, 4,200s, until 4,250, don't even bother thinking and hoping. Mikan ve'eilach istechilei, but imetshem after 4,250, then achakalei b'chol yom shevavoi, that the Mashiach should come. Shalach le'rav chonen batachlif le'rav Yosef, matosi odem echad ubiyod den migila achas. So Rav Chanan bar Tachlif, the center of Yosef, that I met an individual, and he was holding in his hand a Megillah, Ksuv Ashuris, which was written in the language of not just Hebrew, but written like in our Sifrei Torah, the Ksav Ashuri, like we have in the Sefer Torah, as opposed to the Ksav Ivri, Veloshin Kodesh, and it was written in Hebrew. Amar Tiloi, Zumin Aylecha, where did you get this Megillah Ksuv? It looks very, looks like an antique, it looks very special. Omelisi said, the Chayole Shel Roimi Niskarti. I was a mercenary on behalf of the Roman armies. And as I was in the army, I had access to the treasury of Rome, and I found that in the treasury, among all the other things, I found this Megillah. Because of it says in that Megillah, from after 4,291. So before we had a cheshbon of 4,250, and now he's saying after 4,291, from Brias HaOilam, HaOilam Yitoim, or Yosoim, the Oilam is going to end, the world will end, and what will happen after that? Mashiach is not going to come immediately, but Mehen Melchomis, initially there are going to be tons of wars, but not just any wars. Melchomis Taninim. Taninim literally means large serpents. So you could think that this is like a melchoma of the Leviathan of some sort. The Mefarshim say that presumably this is referring to different Umay Sa'olam that are fighting with one another, World War I's and World War II's and other types of melchomas throughout the world. And after that, melchomais, Yeshkayach, Yitoy, Mehen melchomais, Taninim, Mehen melchomais, Goygo Magoy. After that, there's going to be the Mechemes Goygo Magoy. And then after all of that is finished, then Bishar Yemois HaMashiach. Oh, so after that, so you have the first, you have to start off with 4291. Then you have to have all of these wars between the various fish and the various nations. Then you have to have the Muhammad Goy Gomog, and then finally Mashiach is going to come. Vein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechadish Olamo El Li'achar Shivas Alafim Shana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only going to rebuild the world after the 7,000. So this is consistent with what we had on the bottom of the Omer, at least according to Rav Katina, that after the 6,000 years is going to be a 7,000 when everything is going to be desolate, and after that, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to rebuild the world once again. He's not arguing with this last member that we just said about the 7,000. He's going back on the Megillah that we said before, that there was this person who was a mercenary for the Roman army, and he found that Megillah Ben Gizeh Raimi, and it says in it that after 4,291 years, then the world will end and we'll start having the Muhammad, etc. So he said, no, it's after 5,000 years. Others say that it's not just after 5,000, but instead of 4,291, it's 5,291. Itmar. So that's what it said there in that Braisa, and not 4,291. Okay, Tanya. The following pasuk goes all the way down to the depths. What does that mean, it goes down to the depth? Because, as we'll see, says Rashi, that there were many scholars over the years that tried to interpret this pasuk and similar pasukim to try to be able to pinpoint which day and which year Mashiach will come, but unfortunately they have all failed to date. And hopefully soon we will have the real date in Yetz Hashem. It's not that all of these scholars and Talmid Chacham all over the years, they made mistakes. Each one of those times that they pinpointed was a time that was ra'ui from the point of view of Kavi Yochel and Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom was ready to bring the Mashiach, but unfortunately our sins were such that we were not ready to receive the Mashiach. And so therefore, that's why it keeps on being postponed. But we're hoping that we will live up to the high standards that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and the Mashiach will come, Mitzvah, very, very quickly. Anyway, so the Gemara says, "Tiny of Nosanoyim Mikra Zeh Nukiv Yerid At Oyim." This penetrates all the way down below. What's that pasuk? Ki Oyd Chazoyin Lamoyed. Oh, it's soon going to be Lamoyed. It's Baltan. Tiyafeich LeKeitz VeLeYachazev, and the Keitz will speak on its own and will not say falsehood. In Yismameya, if unfortunately it keeps on delaying, Chakeloi, wait for the Mashiach. Kiboyovoi, lo yeacher. Eventually it's going to come. So even though we keep on our hopes and aspirations keep on being thwarted, we keep on thinking, oh, Mashiach is here, Mashiach is around the corner, don't give up on him. In Yismameya, if it delays further, Chakeloi, wait patiently, Mitzvah, it's going to come. Boy, of it. And therefore, says Gemara, Loik Rabbi Seinu Shahayu Doshin ad idon idnin uplag idon. Another pasuk. What is the ad idon idonim uplag idon? Rashi says idon means a period of time, and in particular, it's referring to the golus that we've already experienced many, many years ago, and that was the golus of Mitzrayim. How long was the golus of Mitzrayim? The Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu that kiger yezarachem eretz leilohem arba meyashana, 400 years. So now 400 years therefore is considered to be the idon, that period of golus. And now since this pasuk refers to 3.5 idonin, where's the 3.5? Idon is one period. Idonin is another two. So 1 + 2 = 3. Uplag idon is a half. So 3.5 × 400, says Rashi, means 1,400 years. After 1,400. Now Rashi himself doesn't explain, and the Gemara doesn't explain, when do you start counting the 1,400 years. Is it, for instance, after the Chorban Bayis Rishon? Is it after the Chorban Bayis Sheni? But that's what he says. That's what Rabbi Seinu held. That would be the appropriate time for Mashiach to come, after 1,400 years. What did Reb Simloi dashi? Echaltem lechem dima vatashkemoi bitmois sholish. What does that mean? So since it says vatashkem bitmois sholish, sholish means obviously a third. So it says Rashi that what the Gemara, what Reb Simloi darshened was that Mashiach is going to come after three times the two golosim that we've experienced until now. What are the two golosim that we experienced until now? When we say until now, means at the time of this pasuk, we had the golos Mitzrayim, which we said a moment ago was 400 years, and then we had the golos Bavel, which was between the first base midrash and the second base midrash, which was 70 years. So if you add 40 plus 470, you get 470. Oh, but that's only a shlish for the golos that's going to come subsequently. You have to multiply it by three times. So 3 times 400 is 1,200, 3 times 70 is 210, so it gets us to 1,410. So there's not much difference between the Rabbi Seinu and the Rabbi Simloi. The Rabbi Seinu said 1,400 and he said 1,410. Unfortunately, the Mashiach has not come with either of those manim. V'loi k'Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Kiva, Shoye Doresh, as we'll see in a moment. So Rashi in Tanakh on these psukim says, and over the years there have been other predictions post Rabbi Seinu and post Rabbi Simloi, but unfortunately each time one of those predictions has hit, each time unfortunately we've passed that time, we've passed over, right, and the Mashiach still has not come. Even Chofetz Chaim writes in Mishnah Berurah that there are a number of simanim in terms of the calendar. We have to know which years are Ibiyur and which years are not Ibiyur. Of course, all of that is based on the Luach that we have from Hillel, which Hillel?
Hashini Hillel.
Exactly. So he was the one that put together the calendar. We have the benefit of that calendar. Says Chavetz Chaim that we will not need that much longer because the Bikur of Mamish, Mashiach will be, and then he specifies a couple of years which were subsequent to his own passing. And unfortunately, we've passed those years as well, and still Mashiach has not come. But Alfapishias Mamea, Im Kozea Chakaloi, Bechol Yem Sheova, Ymir Teshem, is going to come. So, Vloy Rakiva Sheidoish, what did Rakiva Dashin? Oid Achas Ma'at, He, Vani Marishes Hashemayim Vyasaoret, El Malchus Rishon Shivim Shona, Malchus Shnia Chamishim Ushtaim, O Malchus Ben Kuziva, Shtei Shonim Umechza. What does all of this mean? So, Rashi says that Rabbi Kiva is not really referring so much to Mashiach, rather, what he's referring is to the periods of time when we will have our own Malchus, that we'll have our own government that is in charge. Meaning, says Rashi, that even during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, we all know that there was a second Beis Hamikdash, so we think that during those 420 years, everything was shalom and tranquil, and everything was great and beautiful, and that we, the Jews, were in control, we had our Malchus, but unfortunately that is not the case. Rashi says that of the entire 420 years, we only had the benefit of our own Malchus of 70 years, which was the Malchus of the Chashmei Noyim, and then we had the benefit of 52 years, which Rashi says was the Malchus of Hordus. Then the Jews had their own autonomy, and they were in charge of their own affairs. Post Beis HaMikdash, we had the benefit of the Malchus of Kuziva, otherwise known as Bar Kochva, for 2.5 years. But other than that, says Rabbi Kiva, we were never zoicha to have our own Nemshol, our own Malchus, ever since the times of the Chorban Bayis Rishon, not only Chorban Bayis Sheni, because even during the Bayis Sheni, we only had 70 years and 52 years when we were in control and in charge of our own affairs. Now the pasuk that we quoted before, it says v'yofech v'yafeach l'keitz v'liyachazif. What does that mean? Reb Shmuel bar Tachmeni, Reb Yonason. This is the pasuk that Brother Shai quoted already about half an hour ago. Tipach atzmon shel machash v'kitzin. That those people that are constantly trying to be machashiv, calculate when the keitz is going to be. Tipach atzmon. They should just be rejected. They would say, listen, I made a cheshbon, and my cheshbon was calculated based on the most scientific exploration and analysis, and Adam, blah, blah, blah. I compared the whole Tanakh from Bereishis all the way to the end of Divrei Yomim. I figured it out exactly. And guess what? That time passed, it didn't come. Seitzachos Hashem has changed his mind, chas v'sholem, and it's not going to come. No, Tipach Atzman, reject these people that say things like that. El Chakeloi, you gotta wait. Shenemrim Yismamea, if unfortunately Mashiach is delayed, Chakeloi. So now you're gonna say Shema Toimer Onu Mechaken. Okay, we're delaying, we're waiting. Voin Mechaken, maybe Rabbi Yishloim is not Mechaken. In other words, maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu has thrown up his hands and said, Yidin, you don't deserve it. No more Mashiach. Tamaloim and no Lechin Yechak Hashem Lechanenchem. Vlechain Yorim Lerachnechemchem. Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting that he should be able to give us that Mashiach to go and be Chanan V'rachim for Chayn, for charm, for Chayn, for grace for Klal Yisrael, and he wants to go and bring Rachmanis for Klal Yisrael. So therefore, don't give up hope. We're waiting. Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting. Both of us are waiting. So who's stopping the Rabbi Nishlan? No, bring it. Midas Adin Makeves. Midas Adin says, V'chimeachash, Midas Adin Makeves, Midas Adin says, Klal Yisrael is not deserving. Don't bring Mashiach. Kodesh Baruch Hu unfortunately listens to the Midas Adin. So, what are we bothering ourselves and waiting and hoping and hoping and waiting? The Midas Adin is postponing things anyway. So what's the purpose of being Mechakim? The more the kapel schar, by having that as one of our principal items of faith, as you know, that's one of the animamins, that Mashiach is going to come. That's something that we have to go and keep within us, and we're going to get schar just for being mechak. Shename ashrei kol choy cheloi, ashrei voil, praiseworthy, meritorious is it for all those that are waiting on mechak for Mashiach and met Hashem. It's going to come, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi, since we quoted this pasuk ashrei kol choy cheloi, we get off a little bit on a tangent. We're going to talk about the lamed vav tzadikim. Why we're going to talk about it? Because the word loy of the Ashrei Kol Choy Cheloi, loy is lamed vav. If that's how the connection between that gemara and this gemara, Omer Rabbi Lipachas Alma Mitlosen Beshita Tzadiki, every generation always has at least 36 tzadikim de mekabli apei shchina, that they can go and be mekabel the penei shchina of their bayishon. In other words, if they're so close, they're kaviyochel, they can go and see what's going up in Shemayim, and what Hashem is doing, etc., etc. In every door. So those people are very meritorious, very praiseworthy. These 36 that are mekabel pnei shchina at all times. That the door here doesn't mean the door of the generation. Door means the row. The row that is sitting kaviyoch in front of the Rabbi Yishlam, as if the Rabbi Yishlam is giving a class, giving a shir, there are 18,000 sitting in front of him. Shenemer soviv shmoina asr olaf. So we see that there are 18,000 that have, if you will, access to the makabel pnei shchina, and not just 36. The tomal kasha the mistakli baspaklaria hameira hod the mistakli baspaklaria she'ena meira. Spaklaya Meira means that they're able to go and see a Kodesh Baruch Hu very, very clearly, as if they are seeing through a regular glass. Masha'en Kain, those that She'en Meira means it's a fogged glass, one of those glasses.
Frosted
glass. Very good. Shkoich. So they had a frosted glass. So you ought to see something, but obviously you don't see anything clearly. So the 36 see it through a clear glass, while the other 18,000 see through a frosted glass. Frank tomorrow, minifishi kuli hai. Do you even have 36? Well, Omer Cheski, Omer Biyemi, Mishim Reb Shimla Yichoi, the famous Gemara that brought all to Masechta Sukkah. Ve'isi mani aliyah. Here's talking about Reb Shimla Yichoi came out of the Ma'ara together with his son, Reb Shimon. He says, Ve'isi mani aliyah, fein muat. And I look around for bnei aliyah, they're very, very few. And elafein, if there are 1,000, the ibni mehem. then I and my son are among them. In Mayahim, if there are 100, Ani Ubni Mehem, then we're among them. In Shnaimim, if there are only 2 of them, Ani Ubni Hem, we're those 2. Unfortunately, there are very few Bnei Aliyah. Didn't you just tell me now that there are at least 36? So my Vaikasha, the Aili Babar, or the Aili Beloi Bar. So the 2 Pshatim in this Aili Babar, Rashi learns Babar means with permission. If you look at Rashi on the left hand side, a little bit past halfway down the Omud, the Aili Babar, Shetzricha Little Rishus, Kishinachnosin, Listak, and the Svaklari Hamira. When they want to go and see through that clear glass, the Seder Boyne Shalom, then they have to take Rishus. Vano Lepchisi Mitlos Meshis, not less than 36. Avloise Nechnosin Beloy Rishus, that they're able to walk in, they don't even have to knock on the door, they don't have to ring the doorbell, they just go in. Vroif Tzidkam Hano Mesapkalon Kamahaba. That's what Shem Yechoi says, I don't know how many Bnei Aliyahim, if there are only 2 of them, that's my son and me.
They have open door.
They have the open door policy. So that's Rashi's Pshat. Other Meforshim say, Hoy the Aile Babar means a tzaddik coming with his son, just like Rav Shem Bar Yochai is coming with his son. Coming with his son, those are very, very few. The Aile B'loi Bar, if they're coming on their own without their son, so the son comes without the father, they come alone, well, that's already 36. That's a couple of Pshat. Okay, Zoki Moravaita. Omar Rav, Kol Kol Akitzin. Unfortunately, every one of the days that have been calculated throughout the generations by all of the great scholars and all of the Talmidei Chachamim and the Rishonim and everyone, unfortunately, all of them have passed, and unfortunately, Mashiach still hasn't come. You want it to come, daf tshuvaton, and do masim toivim, and then miyachim it'll come. That's what Rav said. Shmuel respectfully disagrees with Shmuel Omer. Meaning we've already mourned and suffered enough over all the generations. We shouldn't need to have further tshuva. Even if Chas V'Shalom we don't do tshuva, we should be zoicha to get the Mashiach anyway. Says Yimar Kitanoi. That's like a machloikis tanoim, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. So Yimar, what's a machloikis tanoim? Reb Lezer oim im Yisrael oisim tshuva negolin. If they do tshuva, like Rav said, but if they don't do tshuva, Sikuni Shalfan, Mashiach is not going to come. Om Le Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua said, "In ain oisim tshuva, ain negolin." And the Kadosh Baruch Hu mamed lehen melech shigzeiros of koshois kahaman. Chas V'Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu is putting up a king where the gzeiros are worse than Haman. In other words, we're going to have to wait. Is the Mashiach going to come? The Yisrael oisim tshuva u'machzir lemuta. Say, Kol Yisrael will do tshuva, and I'm sorry. Start again, Rav Shua. Omer Rav Shua, "Ein oisim tshuva, ein negolin." El Kadosh Baruch Hu mamed lehen melech shigzeiros of koshois kahaman. Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mamed a melech whose gzeiros are as evil and as difficult as Haman. V'Yisrael oisim tshuva, Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. U'machzir lemutav, and as a result, people will turn around. They'll be machzir lemutav, and then Mashiach is going to come. Now, this Gemara on the surface is a little bit difficult to understand. Why? Because we just said there's a machlok between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says we need tshuva, and Shmuel says you don't need tshuva. The other, we've already suffered enough with our mourning, we don't need tshuva. Oh, Kitanoi machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Reb Lezer says we need tshuva. So Reb Yeshua, no, if you don't do tshuva, everything will be fine. We're going to have Mashiach anyway. You know how? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mamed a melech like Haman, and then we're going to do tshuva. So then both of them hold that you do need tshuva. So right. What's going on over here? So we need a tshuva to understand.
Tshuva mehava,
tshuva. Oh, very good. So the Mefarshim explain that there's a difference between tshuva, which is self-induced, that we, Klal Yisrael, get together and say, you know, it's about time that we do tshuva. Or there's a tshuva that unfortunately it is imposed upon us, because unfortunately we're not doing worse what we're supposed to. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is, if you will, at his wit's end, Kav Yochel, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu sends an evil monster like Haman, and then we're forced to do tshuva. So Zugman Mefarshim, that even Shmuel agrees, Ebes tshuva daf minton, but it doesn't have to be that it was self-induced that, like Rav says, we're all going to get together, get tshuva. Unfortunately, it might be imposed upon us, but there's got to be at least some tshuva until the Mashiach will come. Tani Yidach, in fact, is another price. And now we're going to have several lines of back and forth dialogue between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Tani Yidach, Reb Lezer, Oimim Yisrael, Oisim Tshuva, Nigon. And we'll have to go to Shinemar. Shuvu banim shivavim erba mishuvay seichem. You wayward children that have gone off the derech, come back, shuvu, you do tshuva. Then, erba mishuvay seichem, Rish Baruch Hu says, I'll bring you a refuah. the remedy will be the mitzvah be Mashiach. Amalei Rabbi Shua, v'alei kvar nema, chinam nemkartum v'alei b'chesef tigualu, chinam nemkartum v'oidus kechavim. Unfortunately, over the years, for nothing, we have sold ourselves to avoidus hara, v'alei b'chesef to our galu, loy b'tshuva u'b'masim toivim. V'alei b'chesef, the geula will come even if you don't put money on the table. Even if you don't do the kesef, you don't do the tshuva, you don't do the masim toivim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is still going to bring the geula. The reason why the Pasuk refers to v'lei b'kesef instead of v'lei b'tshuva tigualu, Rashi says, since the Pasuk begins, chinam nemkartum v'oides kechavim, that for naught, for nothing, you sold yourself to avoides zara. So now he uses that to piggyback v'lei b'kesef. When the geula will come, you won't need to bring money to the table. Mm-hmm. Even without that, even without tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us back. So therefore, Rabbi Shua says, you don't need tshuva. Amr Blazer Bishua Valikvanema Shuva Eli Vashuva Aleichem. You do tshuva and I'll return to you. Amr Bishua Valikvanema Kenoichi Baalti Bechem Lakahti Eschem Echem Meir Ushnaim Mishpacha Vevesi Eschem Tzioi. What does this mean? So Rashi says Kenoichi Baalti Bechem. The Lashon Be'ila is a very forceful, dramatic, graphic type of Lashon. So Rashi, that's Mashma Bal Korchechem Bloi Tshuva. Just like you have a Yevoma Yovelea, you can be miyabim even without the consent of the Yavama. So here too, Baalti Bechem, I impose myself upon you, whether you like it or not, and I'm going to go and bring you back the Vesi Eschem Tzioin, and there's going to be Mashiach. So we don't need the tshuva. Omli Rablez, v'lei kvar nemar, b'shuva v'nachas tivashayin. You know when the Yeshua is going to come? B'shuva, you've you got to do tshuva. Omli b'shuva, l'rab lezer, v'lei kvar nemar, koyimar Hashem, goy l'yisrael, k'toyshay, l'mzoy nefesh, l'mesoyev goy, le'evin moishlim, malachim yiru v'kamu, sarim v'yishtachu. What does that mean? That in Yetz Hashem, the time will come, whether you like it or not, we might have to come on to malachim yiru, that's like we had before, that as a Haman that's going to impose himself, so we're going to have to do a certain amount of tshuva. But it's not that the self type of tshuva that Reb Lezer is saying, it's only under the force of the Umas Oil. If you do tshuva, you're going to come back to me. I'm going to bring the geula. I'm going to bring Mashiach. I have another pasuk. Think of Malach Gavriel, if I'm not mistaken. Means the time will come that Miyat Hashem, all of this will finally end, and Mashiach will come. And it doesn't mention anything about tshuva. So you see that the geula will come even without tshuva. Shosik Reblezer, the Reblezer then put his hands down and he said, "Okay, I give up." And he agreed with Rabbi Yeshua that Mishum the Mashiach will come. Even if Chas V'Shalom we don't do the tshuva that we should be doing, only when Kadosh Baruch Hu forces us to do tshuva, but Mashiach will be here in Yetz Hashem. Stop over here and continue Mishum tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Zabuisa.